Hey, it's time to talk about theater on the radio with Radio Theater this morning here on Northland Morning. And one of my favorite conversations always comes about at this time of year when the theater faculty at area colleges are getting back to work and they've got a brand new, clean, fresh slate in front of them, new students that are an unknown factor in terms of their talent and skill levels and the things that they bring to the table. And it's always kind of an exciting thing. Kathy Fank joins us on the phone this morning. She's the director of University Theater for UWS. Kathy, good morning. So good to have you on the line with us. Kathy, are you there? Whoops. Well, there we go. All right, we'll try this one more time. Hi, Kathy, I hear you.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Yeah, well, the theater department's got a clean slate and a fresh start, and here at Radioville, it's sometimes kind of the same old thing. Anyway, so is this one of your favorite times of the year, too, or does it bring challenges that maybe people aren't aware of?
Oh, it brings lots of challenges. And it is exciting because it is new and you don't know who's walking in the door, and that's always very cool. And getting to know the new kids and integrate them with the kids you have, that's all very fun and all. But it is a very challenging time of year because you're in meetings all the time.
Very true, because of course the bureaucracy stops for no man, and of course that's part of working at a university also. It's a cycle I've noticed, of course, even here at KUMD, where we get wonderful news team members, and then they're seniors, and then they graduate, and we approach this time of year with heavy hearts. Well, I'll never find anyone as good as so-and-so. And then we always end up surprised, don't we?
We certainly do. And that's exciting, you know? So it's a good time of year. It will be a very busy time of year as well. Everybody's very excited. The students are excited at this point for about 2 weeks. And then that will wane. So it's a very exciting time of year.
You know, I think that we're lucky, though, in the sense that sometimes the excitement wanes about classes. But I remember for myself back in the day as a theater major, the idea that I could actually study theater and instead of doing it just, you know, once in a while for the school plays, I could do as much theater as I wanted. You know, I felt like I just wanted to start stuffing theater in with both hands.
Well, there's certainly that opportunity for any student in this area because there's so much theater that one can participate in. You know, I mean, there are just so many opportunities. In fact, I think that's true. Stuffing it in is really good. But the other thing that I think young students have to learn is how much they can do. Because the tendency is to take it all on, and that's all really good, but you have to start to learn what you can do well and what is going to burn you out and you aren't going to do well. So.
Well, and that's, of course, part of that becoming an adult sort of thing. But, you know, the folks that have been burning with a passion to study theater can actually start studying theater, and they can really spend their time doing that. And they'll be sent in search of board straighteners when they do their practicum, and they'll keep looking for them until somebody, you know, gives them a heads up. Kathy, I'm still looking for the one. when will you have your first opportunity, Kathy, to encounter maybe this year's crop of new freshmen?
Well, I already have started. I've been at school and a few of the new students have come by and introduced themselves. And then, so you take the time and sit down and chat and get to know one another. And, you know, we're doing advising a little differently. So I don't necessarily advise them. So we check in and make sure that the classes that they're registered for are good. But yeah, they're already arriving. So they're dripping in right now.
When are auditions for the first show? Because, of course, that's what I suppose many of them are waiting for. They're ready to jump on that first set of auditions.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And God willing, I know that. September 20th and 21st will be the auditions for our first fall production, which is Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe, which I'm directing.
Wonderful. So then you're going to really have the opportunity to watch them, especially the new students, bring their A game and see what it is that you're dealing with there.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I'll get a great opportunity at that point.
Kathy,
it's a big show, so it'll be very interesting to see how it shakes out.
Kathy, what's your favorite part of this time of year with regard to the theater department?
Well, I think you did nail it when you say there's always this resurgence of a new beginning, you know, and sometimes the academic year is very grueling and you get to May and everybody's a wreck. So, but it's amazing how we get to September and it's like, yay, let's do this again. And it's kind of cool. So
it really is. It's amazing how just a little bit of time off over the summer can rejuvenate you and you're
it's
ready
amazing.
For a fresh start. And we get a fresh start in May when folks graduate. We get a fresh start in September when folks come back. And if we feel like we followed that all up, we get a fresh start in January when
Absolutely.
The calendar year flips. Yay, the academic calendar.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good thing. It is. It does kind of keep you in a positive, you know, mode. So it's very good.
Yeah, you know, lots of do-overs. I like that about a year. Kathy, thanks so very much for joining us this morning. Break a leg. Hope you've got a real exciting year of theater ahead of you, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Kathy Fank this morning. She's the director of theater, of University Theater at UWS, and she joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater on Fridays at 8 o'clock on Northland Morning is supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.